An ethics watchdog group is calling for an investigation into Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse over concerns. He violated Senate ethics rules on conflicts of interest when he voted to pass federal funding measures, some of which benefited an environmentalist organization connected to his wife. This isn't the first ethics group to call for an investigation into the matter, but the Senate Ethics Committee denied the prior request, and Senator Whitehouse is responding to the latest round of allegations, calling it a smear campaign. Here's what you should know. Let's start with the most recent complaint. The Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, or FACT, posted on X. For years, Senator Whitehouse's wife has been employed by organizations getting millions of taxpayer dollars in grants. These circular relationships between elected officials, their spouses, lobby groups, and NGOs need to be closely scrutinized. The complaint states Senator Whitehouse's wife, Sandra Whitehouse, has worked for the advocacy group Ocean Conservancy since 2008. Since 2008, Ocean Conservancy has been awarded 19 government grants worth approximately $14.2 million. Nearly half of this $14 million was given to the group in the fall of 2024 alone, all of which Senator Whitehouse directly voted for. According to Sandra Whitehouse's LinkedIn page under experience, she is president of Ocean Wonks, an ocean conservation firm. Whitehouse is also listed as a senior policy advisor for Ocean Conservancy from 2008 to present. The ethics group FACT, citing tax documents, says Whitehouse has been paid nearly $3 million either directly by Ocean Conservancy and indirectly through her firm, Ocean Wonks. And while Ocean Conservancy has received more than $14 million in federal grants since 2008, the group says Whitehouse's salary didn't come from that pool of money. In a statement, the group said, Dr. Sandra Whitehouse, a well-respected marine ecologist and ocean policy consultant, has not received compensation from these federal grants allocated to Ocean Conservancy. A similar complaint was filed last year, a self-described conservative watchdog group, Judicial Watch. The Senate Ethics Committee declined to take up that investigation, concluding that the senator didn't violate any rules. FACT has been described as a conservative group based on where it receives funding and what issues it largely spotlights. However, it describes itself as nonpartisan and has previously ousted a former Republican congressional candidate in Rhode Island over FEC violations. It brought to light, which led to that candidate serving jail time. Senator Whitehouse's office released a statement in response to FACT's complaint, refuting claims of a conflict of interest, stating, this is a repeat dark money performance, and the previous attempt by a dark money group to plant these same smears was roundly dismissed by Senate Ethics, and said the new complaint would end in the same way. The Senate Ethics Committee has not yet commented on this latest complaint. The committee consists of six members, three Republicans, and three Democrats.